Once the gladiators have completed the final match, I'll be paraded out before the crowd. Here, with the entirety of Rome watching, I'll be given to the victors. These are the most powerful and virile men in the city, and I'll be bred while their hearts are still racing from battle. The gods watch these fights, and they'll see me step out into the arena. If things go as planned, they'll take pity on me and grant my wish for fertility. But someone else will see this too. The Emperor. My life will never be the same after this. I'm selling my dignity.
Try to relax.
Gemellus gives a warm smile.
Remember, you're just here to accept the men. You don't need to think. Just turn off your brain and allow the gladiators to control the situation.
Yeah. My eyes are glassy and dazed. I've been thinking about Titus all day. The way his deep voice seeped into my brain. The way his scent billowed into my lungs. He did something to me. Something permanent. My cock is hard as hell beneath my leather loincloth. I'm shirtless and dressed like a warrior, but it looks a bit silly. I'm so skinny and frail. I'm nothing like the lumbering beasts who call this arena home. The sound of clashing metal resonates outside, and the crowd erupts into cheers. It sounds like the final battle has ended. My performance is up next. Behind me, a team of servants attends to the gladiators, wiping them down and combing their thick manes of hair. These stallions are being prepped to breed. I'm like a mare being led out to pasture. My frail body is to be mounted and seated by long primal cocks. I'm to be inseminated.
Ah, the final victor has arrived.
Gemellus claps his hands as a towering, sweaty beast of a man enters the chamber.
Lucius, allow me to introduce you to everyone.
We approach while a team of servants sets to work, tending to the newcomer's wounds. Three other victors are sitting on the benches, eyeing me up and down with perverse curiosity. The first is Titus. I'm not surprised he's won yet another match. His golden hair shimmers beneath light pouring through the towering windows. His stubbled face is as masculine as ever, and the sight of his broad chest causes my little penis to twitch. I'm eager to please him again. Another man sits at his side. Bald and fierce, his sharp blue eyes focus on me with an unsettling intensity. He looks like a wolf that's cornered a rabbit. He's practically salivating while looking up and down my exposed body. Unlike me, his frame is golden tan and coated with muscle. He isn't as beefy as Titus, but his physique has sharper definition. His obliques lace into his ripped abs like plates of body armor.
This is Gaius.
Gemellus gestures toward the man.
And this is Marcus.
My eyes move toward the other gladiator on the bench. Marcus has a rugged, aggressive aura. His black hair is long and messy, tracing down into his frizzy beard. His beefy chest is coated with curly hair that's damp with sweat. His bushy brows are furrowed above his steely brown eyes. I've seen him compete in hand-to-hand combat, and he's an absolute animal. I hope he doesn't decide to get too rough.
And this is Brutus.
Gemellus approaches the newcomer who just finished his match. He gives me a polite nod while servants clean dirt and dried blood from his sun-baked hide. Of all the men here, he has the most impressive body. Dense, rounded calves trace up to striated thighs and an intensely narrow waist. His shoulders are broad, and his lats are pronounced and heavy. This gives him a top-heavy, inverted triangle shape. He could be a demigod, except for his face. A thick battle scar stretches down his leathery cheek, giving him a gnarled, frightening appearance. His nose is large and curved, like the beak of an eagle. His long brown hair is crusted with dried sweat and dirt. Unlike the other men, Brutus isn't handsome. That body, though, something about it calls out to me. I can't stop combing my eyes over his dense pecs and tight brown nipples. Nice to meet you all. I give an awkward wave. I'm a big fan. The men scoff with amusement.
These are your champions, Lucius.
Gemellus grins from ear to ear.
Not only will you be offering them your body, but you'll be paying them for the privilege. I'll have your estate billed for this invaluable service.
Yes. Of course. I look down at my sandals. There's no expense too great.
Usually, this only gets done behind closed doors,
Gaius says.
We've all been paid to fuck men like you, but never anything this extreme.
Yeah. You must be a true cock whore, an addict.
Marcus smirks.
Care for a warm-up?
He flexes his bicep. Like his chest, his forearms and armpits are blanketed in coarse black hair. I should be offended by what he just called me, but I'm not. The sight of that tall, peaked bicep causes me to disassociate. I don't even feel like myself anymore.
Go ahead, Lucius, touch it.
Titus smiles. I step forward and rest my hand atop the hard, lean muscle. Marcus's skin is leathery and hot to the touch. The muscle beneath is so dense. I press into it, savoring the resistance. It's like I'm touching stone.
Get over here. Let me feel those soft, noble fingertips.
Brutus grabs my wrist and forces my palm onto his abs. My eyes widen. His stomach is warm and slick with sweat. The abs protrude so far from his body, they're like the rolling hills outside Rome. I place both hands on his lats, tracing down his sides toward that tiny waist. This curvature. It's beautiful. What have I become? Am I a cock whore like Marcus said?
It's time for the show. Bind him.
Jamelis waves a hand. What? I watch as the men grab a rope and begin tying my wrists behind my back. The cord is rough and it digs into my skin. I struggle, but I'm no match for these men. I doubt they even notice my resistance. Once my wrists are bound, they tie my ankles together, fully immobilizing me.
A noble, tied like a hog being carried to slaughter.
Gaius grins and scoops me up, slinging me over his shoulder. It's true. He's carrying me like a pig or a sack of grain. That's all I am to these men. A meal. I stare at the ground, my slender body pressing into Gaius's powerful shoulders while he takes slow, lumbering steps. We've passed the point of no return. I've lost my bodily autonomy. These men decide what happens next. We enter the arena. Hot sunlight beats down on us while the crowd roars. Their excited shouts morph into jeers as they see my pale, noble skin. Even if they don't know me by name, it's obvious I'm part of the upper class. I can't bear to look up and see my colleagues. I'm sure they're already laughing. They'll soon see just how weak I truly am. Alongside the gods, they'll bear witness to my anal breeding. Gaius throws me into the dirt, the impact forcing air from my lungs. I roll onto my stomach, struggling against the harsh bindings. I squint my eyes, trying to adjust to the sunlight. High above, the Emperor's balcony looms. He's seated on his throne, watching with a look of twisted amusement. Fuck. I'll never have any political influence after this. My dignity is about to be stripped away.
Get him in the position.
Marcus glares at me. Gaius reaches down and forces me onto my knees. Pushing my chest and face down into the dirt, he causes my ass to rise into an effeminate, submissive arch. It's like a docking station for their cocks. His rough, calloused fingers slip into the waistband of my leather loincloth, pulling it down to my knees and revealing my virgin asshole. The crowd bursts into laughter while sunlight burns on my pale skin. This part of my body has never seen the sun before. This is so intimate, so invasive.
Look at his little balls.
Brutus raises an eyebrow.
No wonder he can't get his wife pregnant.
He's right. Between my legs, my cock is fully erect. My little ball sack is stretched taut, resting up against my abdomen. The testicles are like little grapes in a pouch. They're nothing compared to the sacks of apples these men have under their loincloths. I'm inadequate.
Don't look so glum.
Titus kneels near my face.
And we're just trying to help you. This is for the best.
Yes, sir.
Gaius, loosen him up. Break him in for us.
Yeah, I'll take his virginity.
Gaius falls to his knees behind me. Not a virgin.
Cute. You're an ass virgin. You've never walked the path of a true cockslut. A true pathicus.
Gaius drops his loincloth, setting his veiny, curved weapon free. It sways, casting a shadow over my bright flesh. The crowd's jeers grow louder. Some of them are chanting my name. This is bad. This is really bad. I close my eyes, listening to him spit into his palm. He slathers saliva onto his cock before wiping his fingers up my ass crack, wetting my sensitive hole. I tense and grimace. The entrance is so sensitive, it twitches against his touch.
Easy now, boy. You'll be okay. Just relax and arch that pretty back for me, all right?
All right. I open my eyes, staring up at the other gladiators while Gaius swirls his fingertips around my asshole. They drop their loincloths, unleashing their massive dicks. Yeah, I understand why these guys are so muscular. Their heavy balls hang low, swaying with hypnotic grace. Their hard cocks stretch high, pointing up toward the heavens. It feels like I'm kneeling before the gods. These men have so much power. They lick their hands and begin jacking off, staring down at this disgraceful sight. I can hear the squishy sound of their masturbation over the roaring of the crowd. It's odd, but the audience's taunting seems to fade away while Gaius touches my asshole. The strange, sensitive massage commands absolute control of my attention. It makes my ass pucker with delight.
You're a little bitch, you know that, Lucius. A degenerate. A whore. You aren't here because you want our power. You're here because you want to be raided. You want cock.
Ugh! I let out a high-pitched groan while he presses a fingertip into the center of my asshole. My pink, delicate flesh expands as his finger sinks inside, pushing spit up into my anus. The odd, sensitive massage transforms into something horrific. Stinging pain burns around the rim, causing my eyes to grow wide with terror. I struggle against my ropes, but that only makes them dig into my skin. I'm completely powerless. I've agreed to give myself to these men. They have absolute control now. My entire life, I've only known power and privilege. Now, I'm lying naked in the dirt, while low-born men use me as their toy. What have I become? But as Gaius's finger travels ever deeper, I know the answer. I'm a bitch. I'm a whore. I'm an addict.